This is a poem about the complacency of people and their attitudes towards the temperature rise of 2 degrees. You would think that the powers that be were waffling about a couple of cream teas or the price of peas. Some have the audacity to try and blame the up-and-coming economies, such as those of the Chinese. After we been pumping out the smoke and sleaze since the early 1750s. Others think that it's just a temperature tease, and come next year, we'll all be back to the big freeze. I don't know what it's going to take to wake up these world's most powerful trustees. Maybe once it begins to back flush the drains up around their proverbial knees. By 2 degrees, all the birds and bees fell from the trees. We swept them up into neat little piles, as though they be dead autumn leaves. Our leaders didn't seem too perturbed. They were more interested in the falling stock markets and the plunging prices of commodities. By another 2 degrees, all the low countries had sank beneath the seas, and our world had 2 billion more refugees. My friend inquired of me as to whether she should wallpaper the hall or have it plastered into the latest Florentine frieze. By another 2 degrees, all marine life was dead and floating upon the surface of the seven seas. The stench of the rotting flesh became so strong that unfortunately they had to cancel the Monaco Grand Prix. My neighbour announced that El Nino was having a terrible effect on the children's gymkhanas and jamborees. By another 2 degrees, Miami and Manhattan had sank beneath the sea. And London and Beijing, the floodwater was up above their knees. My elderly father ordered 2 more cream teas. He casually mentioned that he thought it'd be the fault of those damnable Chinese. By another 2 degrees, all the ice caps were freeze-free. The Eskimos had shot the polar bears and were now selling off the land to the London refugees. My friend stated, matter of fact, that the problem with this global warming was that it always seemed to put up the cost of our cream teas.